Coming up on KUCB News, the Unalaska City Council calls a special meeting, and Alaska senators help to pass a controversial tax bill. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. The Unalaska City Council has called a special meeting tonight. Councilors are scheduled to discuss postponing the search for a new city manager by about a month. If the change is approved, the city would hold in-person interviews sometime in January, as opposed to the original timeline of late December. The City Council meets tonight at 5:30 at City Hall. An Unalaska fire captain has been recognized as Alaska's Emergency Medical Responder of the Year. Medic Salvador Alvarado won the award for his role in a bold rescue last winter, beating out more than 40 EMS providers across the state. KUCB sat down with Alvarado to hear the story. The call came in at 12:45 p.m. Ammonia was leaking inside an industrial freezer at the Kloosterboer cold storage facility. Captain Salvador Alvarado rushed to the scene, where he learned that a worker was trapped inside with a toxic chemical.
I was approached by the guy doing the maintenance, and you know, he told me there was somebody in there. I said, "What?" I did not know.
Alvarado told a dozen of his fellow responders to wait outside while he donned his gear and ducked into the freezer. He spotted the man lying unconscious on a scissor lift 25 feet in the air.
It didn't look good, but I went back and I told the guys, "We're going to go in, we're going to get him out." And they questioned my suggestion, because the hazardous environment. I told them, I'll go in.
Alvarado is a longtime employee of Westward Seafoods, so he was confident he could work the lift and lower the man to safety. But once he was back inside the freezer, his bulky firefighting gloves got in the way as he tried to operate the control panel.
So I took one of the gloves off, knowingly that the ammonia was going to put a bite. And I had the sensation like electricity on my fingers and my hand.
Ammonia exposure burns the skin, eyes, and lungs, and it can eventually lead to respiratory failure. But Alvarado says he ignored his tingling hands as he brought the lift to the ground, carried the man from the freezer, and started the decontamination process with the rest of his crew.
It was, a very rewarding when we saw the individual take a breath.
The man's injuries were serious. He was flown to Anchorage and then Seattle for emergency treatment, but he survived, and the state honored Alvarado for helping to save his life at the annual EMS symposium last month. Alvarado, however, says it's just part of the job.
I don't think I did nothing spectacular. I believe any human being has compassion and will try to do the best for anybody else.
Alvarado has served as an EMT and firefighter in Unalaska for 15 years. He says anyone interested in joining the volunteer crew should contact the Department of Public Safety. A man from St. George Island is presumed dead after community members spotted what they believe was his body at the bottom of a rocky cliff. Alaska State Troopers say 25-year-old Sergei Lakanov went missing last week, after he walked away from his home around 3 o'clock in the morning. Troopers say he'd been drinking, and on Saturday, St. George residents saw a body at the waterline beneath a cliff and said they recognized it as Lakanov's. Rough waters and the hazardous cliff face have prevented anyone from recovering the remains, but troopers say recovery efforts are still underway and no foul play is suspected. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard rescued a sick mariner Sunday from a fishing vessel north of Cold Bay. Officials say the FV American No. 1 was 230 miles north of the community when a crew member suffered from abdominal pain and vomiting. A Coast Guard helicopter crew from Kodiak was sent to hoist the 35-year-old man from the vessel. He was transported to Cold Bay and then Anchorage for emergency medical care. Alaska's U.S. senators not only helped Republicans pass a tax cut bill over the weekend, they made a pair of last-minute additions, one to kill a tax on the cruise industry and another to help Alaska Native corporations. The cruise ship amendment was offered by Senator Dan Sullivan. It erased a section of the bill that would have taxed foreign ships for the time they spend in U.S. waters. The tax would have raised an estimated $70 million a year, but John Binkley, a representative of the cruise industry, says it would have hurt Alaska routes because they spend so much time in U.S. waters.
We were concerned when we saw that come up in the Senate version and contacted Senator Sullivan, his office, and also Senator Murkowski's office to see about either getting a hearing on that provision or getting it taken out.
Sullivan's spokesperson says the senator had already noticed the tax and moved to ditch it from the bill to help Alaska communities that benefit from cruise season. Meanwhile, Senator Lisa Murkowski added an 11th-hour amendment to provide favorable tax treatment for Alaska Native corporations that are putting land or other assets into trust. Congress created Alaska Native Settlement Trusts in 1988, in part to allow corporations to help Alaska Natives born after the 1971 Settlement Act, too late to be allotted shares. Carl Mars of the Old Harbor Native Corporation testified at a Senate hearing last month about the need to change tax law for trusts.
We need a mechanism to be able to move assets over to take care of the whole, not just those that were born prior to 1971.
Mars says the tax changes will allow a corporation to put pre-tax funds into settlement trusts. They'll still be taxed on income, but the rate is much lower. Sullivan and Murkowski's amendments appeared late Friday on a list of 30 changes Republicans had decided to make. GOP senators have faced criticism for pushing an early Saturday vote without giving Democrats enough time to read the final language of the bill. Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
My Republican friends allowed lobbyists to see amendments and likely the text of this bill before their fellow U.S. senators.
The Senate's bill will now be sent to a conference committee with the House version so lawmakers can write the final bill. Alaska Congressman Don Young will be a negotiator on that committee. Young was chosen as one of 9 House Republicans. He says he'll do everything in his power to ensure that opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling is included in the final version. Meanwhile, the Senate is expected to name its conference members this week. Alaska Senator Murkowski will likely be among them as chair of the Energy Committee. The bill would lower taxes for corporations and many families, but while the corporate tax breaks are permanent, those for families would expire in 2025. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation also says that the bill would add $1 trillion to the national deficit. And in other news from the Capitol, Don Young is now the longest-serving member of Congress. Representative John Conyers of Michigan has announced that he's retiring today, stepping down amid allegations of sexual harassment. So Young inherits the symbolic title of Dean of the House of Representatives. It gives him one ceremonial role, swearing in the Speaker of the House. Young is 84 years old, and he's been in office since March of 1973, predating any other current member of the House or Senate. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.